Trump-Kim talks undone by big egos and bad bets. Hanoi, Vietnam. As President Trump settled into the dining room of a French colonial hotel in Hanoi on Thursday morning, the conversation with Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, with whom he had struck up the oddest friendships, was already turning tense. At a dinner at the Metropole Hotel the evening before, mere feet from the bomb shelter where guests took cover during the Vietnam War, Mr. Kim had resisted what Mr. Trump presented as a grand bargain. North Korea would trade all its nuclear weapons, material, and facilities for an end to the American-led sanctions squeezing its economy. An American official later described this as a proposal to go big, a bet by Mr. Trump that his force of personality and view of himself as a consummate dealmaker would succeed where three previous presidents had failed. But Mr. Trump's offer was essentially the same deal that the United States has pushed and the North has rejected for a quarter century. Intelligence agencies had warned him publicly Mr. Kim would not be willing to give up the arsenal completely. North Korea itself had said repeatedly that it would only move gradually. Several of Mr. Trump's own aides, led by National Security Advisor John R. Bolton and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, thought the chances of a grand bargain for total nuclear disarmament were virtually zero. Some questioned whether the summit meeting should go forward. Mr. Trump disagreed. He had taken to showing what he called Mr. Kim's beautiful letters to visitors to the Oval Office as evidence he had built a rapport with one of the world's most brutal dictators. While some in the White House worried Mr. Trump was being played, the president seemed entranced, even declaring, "We fell in love." As Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim parted company, nearly a year of optimism and flattery was left poolside at the Metropole. Steps from a meeting room with two empty chairs and flags that had been carefully prepared for a signing ceremony. Mr. Trump and senior diplomats say they hope negotiations will continue, though nothing has been scheduled. Mr. Kim has promised not to resume weapons testing, and the Pentagon continues to hold off on large-scale military exercises with South Korea. In interviews with a half-dozen participants, it is clear Mr. Trump's failed gambit was the culmination of 2 years of threats, hubris, and misjudgment on both sides. Mr. Trump entered office convinced he could intimidate the man he liked to call Little Rocket Man with tough talk and sanctions, then abruptly took the opposite tack, overruling his aides and personalizing the diplomacy. Mr. Kim also miscalculated. He bet Mr. Trump might accept a more modest offer that American negotiators in Hanoi had already dismissed. The North would dismantle the Yongbyon nuclear complex, 3 square miles of aging facilities at the heart of the nuclear program, for an end to the sanctions most harmful to its economy, those enacted since 2016.